It is hardly surprising that this season we are in has the highest rates of suicide. It isn't just the oppressive and frightening weather that can drive a person to despair. I'm sure it won't have failed to escape your notice, but it's Christmas time. The time of year when man is at his most voraciously parasitic, and the unrealistic, empty nature of modern life is at its most apparent. This year, like every year, you'll be able to recall. In the absence of anything meaningful to celebrate, people will pursue the symbols of contentment as though they were contentment in themselves. By this is meant people will buy as much gifts, cards, decorations, and food as they possibly can, in the hope of replacing, or at least disguising, the corruption and sense of failure within themselves, their family, and their society. Besides the enormous amount of waste produced, all this really does is create a garish spectacle of self-deception and empty gestures, so grotesque, none except the most incurably moronic are deceived as to his true nature. Amidst all this, it is difficult to keep a clear head and remain unaffected. With people making even more effort than usual to pretend everything is okay, anyone who feels uneasy about partaking in such a charade can easily become desperate and depressed. In a time when people would rather live in delusion than face up to reality, bear allegiance to nothing but themselves, and live only for their own whims, there is little consistency or certainty in life. One thing that can always be relied on, however, is the persistence of the seasons. The precession of the year charts the passage of man's time on earth. It echoes the tireless march of fate, aging as we do, seeding rebirth with its own decay, cementing the eternal cycle of life and death. When the societies of man offer little meaning, one may always find solace and joy within the unshakable cosmic certainty of nature. It may remind us that life is indeed beautiful, and that despite man's failure to accept it, reality isn't the least bit fazed by whatever illusion man will create to replace it. It exists externally of the human mind, and thus is beyond human preference and desires. Though we may despoil the world with the waste from our celebratory excess, we may not halt the procession of time and avert our destiny in death. From this, I believe we should take comfort. Acknowledging death is better than denying it and squandering one's time alive. And knowing that we are a part of a cosmic scheme far grander than the sum of our insignificant trifles gives life meaning.
Thank you.
Wandering at this time of year can be an incredible experience, straying from one's set path to behold the ghastly serenity nature has unfurled into the earth. Trees stand stripped of their coverage, arms stretching outwards, at once seeming grounded in their frost-bitten slumber, and agonizingly conscious in their reaching for the heavens. Even a wander through a city can produce some tremendously poetic sights. Death has all things in its icy grip, and not even the encapsulated and repellent modern man can escape. The fattening of the summer months has been withered and humbled before the might of winter, as the chill air creeps in and starves the decadent spirit of the oxygen-like comfort that sustains its base nature. In the ever-quickening pace of life in the modern age, we let the opportunity to absorb and appreciate the beauty around us, the things that might enrich our lives and bring to us profound joy, pass us by. But a single moment spent awed by nature, contemplating its grandeur, can make a person feel more alive than any amount of time spent watching cheap television entertainment or gorging on material excess may ever make us feel. Christmas is a nauseatingly selfish festival. Once we spent this time of year honoring the trials of winter. Now we simply try to fill ourselves in excess, hoping to be able to pass out and forget our misery for a day or two. We do not celebrate anything at all. We are so embittered towards life for handing us such a miserable fate that we forget anything exists outside of ourselves and fail to notice the wonders that are going on around us. I say it is time we reclaim this day as a monument to fate, to the miracle of existence and to the exquisite passage of the seasons. Though the universe wouldn't so much as blink if we ceased to exist this very instant, we are still an irretrievable and intrinsic part of its celestial fabric. That we are alive and at all able to witness something as grand as it is something I feel is certainly worth celebrating.